MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Well, banning books, it's a controversy across the nation and in New Mexico. In one instant, a book in Portales that dealt with racially charged subjects led to a teacher's resignation and a lawsuit. Additionally, there was an outcry last year at a Rio Rancho City Council meeting from community members who wanted to ban books with LGBTQ themes. Introduced by Senator Harold Pope and Representative Kathleen Cates of Bernalillo and Sandoval counties, the bill would make public libraries ineligible to receive state funding if they ban material based on ideology or disapprove of the author's race, nationality, sexual orientation, or political and religious views. A Roswell man now faces criminal charges after he reportedly attempted to steal several items from the Walmart Supercenter in Roswell Friday night while armed with a gun. Following a struggle to break from police officers, 21-year-old Audric Lacey was arrested and charged with one count each of shoplifting, resisting, evading, and obstructing an officer, and unlawful carrying of a deadly weapon. That, according to a criminal complaint filed Monday in Chavez County Magistrate Court. Lacey later struggled with police when nearly $48 of unpaid merchandise fell out of his hoodie pocket. A handgun also said to be found in the pocket of that hoodie. The investigation continues. Coming up, a fun event. It's Vines in the Pines President's Day weekend. It'll take place at the Rio Doso Convention Center. The date's February 17th and the 18th. It's noon to 6. The Vines in the Pines Wine Festival held at the Rio Doso Convention Center. A great opportunity to indulge in some New Mexico wine tasting while enjoying local art, crafts, foods, boutique vendors, and local brews available for those who aren't wine drinkers. It's fun for everyone. Again, Vines in the Pines President's Day weekend at the Rio Doso Convention Center, February 17 at 18, noon to 6. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.